SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. During a White House visit today, Apple CEO Tim Cook announced a commitment by the tech company to increase its investment in U.S. manufacturing over the next 4 years.
We're committing an additional $100 billion to the United States, bringing our total U.S. investment to $600 billion over the next 4 years.
As part of the Apple announcement, the investments will be about bringing more of its supply chain and advanced manufacturing to the United States as part of an initiative called the American Manufacturing Program. But it is not a full commitment to build its popular iPhone device domestically. An Army sergeant has been accused of shooting 5 soldiers at Fort Stewart. Officials say Wednesday that other troops tackled 28-year-old Sergeant Cornelius Radford after he started firing. President Trump described the shooting as an atrocity.
The shooter is now in custody, and the Army Criminal Investigation Division is on site to ensure that the perpetrator of this atrocity, which is exactly what it is, will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Authorities wouldn't speculate on a motive. President Trump could meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin as soon as next week to discuss the Russia-Ukraine war. A White House official who spoke on condition of anonymity Wednesday cautioned that a meeting has not been scheduled yet and no location has been determined. News of a potential meeting came after Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff met with Putin in Moscow. The man accused of fatally shooting 2 Israeli embassy staff members outside a Jewish museum in Washington has been indicted on federal hate crime and murder charges. This is SRN News. A grim death toll from religious violence in Africa.
In the first half of this year, more than 22,000 people, mostly Christians, have been murdered by Muslim terrorist groups across many nations in sub-Saharan Africa. That's the results of a study conducted by the African Center for Strategic Studies. That total represents a 60% increase from 2022. Multiple Islamic terror groups are now operating in Nigeria, Mali, Cameroon, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Chad, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump wants to remove abortion coverage from the list of medical benefits for veterans and their families. The Department of Veterans Affairs has posted the proposed rule change and opened a public comment period that runs through September 3rd. The department says in its proposal it wants to ensure that it provides only needed medical services to our nation's heroes and their families. This is SRN News. Stocks got a boost from tech.
A rally for Apple shares led Wall Street higher, helping stocks reclaim more of their losses from last week. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 81 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 1.2%. Apple alone accounted for more than a third of the gain in the S&P 500. Trading elsewhere on Wall Street was uneven, following a mixed batch of profit reports. McDonald's and Shopify rose following their latest updates. Disney fell. The media company's earnings beat forecasts, but its revenue came up short. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump will impose a 100% tariff on computer chips, a move that will likely raise the cost of electronics, autos, household appliances, and other essential goods. Companies making computer chips in the U.S. will be spared. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.